Central Equatorial State Governor Adil issued an order last Friday banning the operations of what he called illegal dealers in foreign currency who operate along roadsides and in shops without authorization from authorities. The order went into effect that same day. It provided no explanation. Kiden Fawala Lucky, a lecturer in the College of Economics and Social Studies at the University of Juba, says the governor's ban on black market foreign exchange trading could lead to more inflation.
This behavior encourages what we call bureaucratic corruption, because if you're restricting the black market from operating and the central bank is not injecting enough currency into the market, that means the money is going to be in hands of only few personnel who have access to such hard currencies, and that actually promotes corruption.
Dr. Abram Kwolnyuan, Dean of the College of Economics and Social Studies at the University of Juba, says if the ban is not handled properly, many people could start hoarding dollars, which could make matters worse. He says to stop the local currency from losing more value against the US dollar, the government needs to enact monetary policies aimed at strengthening the local currency, like ensuring that dollars and other foreign currency are available in commercial banks.
That means if an individual member of a general public needs the money, they should be able to go to the forex and get the same money that they are getting from the black market. They can be able to exchange it through the commercial bank or through the forex.
Rather than enforcing a ban on black market trading, Nguyen says the government should look at why that kind of trade thrives in South Sudan.
These few people who are selling the dollar along the road, there are people that they get these dollars from. And therefore, they need to deal with the root of the black market rather than the effect of the black market, which is the people selling along the road.
Fawala says to control inflation and the sharp decline in the value of the local currency, the government should, at least in the short run, inject more foreign currency into the market.
Solution that we can look at is that the central bank itself has to sell foreign currency so that it will be able to meet demands of imports, such things like basic food, petroleum, because these are the regular things that the normal citizen is having problem with. Issues of controlling the exchange rate and just leaving it at that is not helping.
This is not the first time a South Sudan governor has tried to ban black market trading of foreign currency. In November 2013, former Central Equatorial State Governor Clement Wanikonga issued a provisional order banning the sale of dollars in Juba except in the Bank of South Sudan. And in January 2017, Agostino Jadala, the former governor of the now defunct Jubek State, issued a similar order when commercial banks nearly ran out of foreign currency. For VOA News, I am Onenwalter Solomon in Juba.